It's how you handle the blessing of the Lord, how he shines on you. So I watch people, they'll do this. I've done this myself, so I certainly can't point the finger. But somebody gets blessed with something, and we get among our peers, and we feel like we need to apologize the fact that, it is a pretty nice house, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. Well, my uncle was into oil, and he just left a lot of money to a lot of us, and that's what they gave me. And we almost, does it make sense to you? We almost feel the need to apologize for the blessing of the Lord. What would it be like to give each other enough room to be blessed that nobody ever had to apologize again? Now, the reason we do it is because we know the prone nature of people to become jealous when somebody else gets blessed. Proverbs says this. There's a strange verse in Proverbs. It talks about, I'm going to put it in my language. Your ability to handle another person's blessing determines when you qualify for your own. Actually, it says another man's possession. I translated it into blessing just to illustrate a principle. The way you handle another person's possession, the borrowed car, how you handle that borrowed car determines when you can actually get one for yourself. Well, here's an interesting twist on that. Let's say that you're the person that needs the automobile, and you've been praying for weeks. You've been saying, God, I've got to be able to get to work. I'm tired of hitchhiking. I'm tired of taking the bus. I've got to be able to get to work. I need the car. And you have a friend that has three cars. And they go into the grocery store, and they happen to be the 100,000th customer that walks into the guy with three cars. Not the guy with no car. The guy with the three cars. All nice cars. One he doesn't even drive except on weekends. And this person who doesn't need the car walks into the grocery store, is the 100,000th customer. The lights go off, the flares go up, the fireworks, and the manager comes over. You are the proud owner of a brand new Lexus, and they go through, describe it. And you are now required to handle another person's possession, which is this time favor and blessing. Is anybody feeling the pain yet? You now have to get into the position where you survive not saying, that was supposed to be my car. If this guy wasn't so materialistic, he'd recognize.